Hello, everybody. My name is Jason Stewart Clark. I'm a senior manager in the delivery centre in the UK, and I'm also chief technical architect for all of DWP's work, or Accenture's work rather, at DWP, the Department of Work and Pensions, which is a double diamond client in the UK, so a significant client which we do a lot of systems integration work at. I have a long relationship with the SolutionSoft guys, having first used their product, I think, in 2001 or 2 on a very large SAP and Siebel implementation, originally on HPUX and Windows. For the last 7 years, I've used the product extensively for Solaris and Windows, and a little bit on HP and Linux. The product, I think, is relatively unique. I think, as Matthias was saying, there aren't many products that really offer what Time Machine does in such a reliable fashion. But it really does solve the key problem of, as was outlined in the example I think someone talked through, of allowing multiple test environments to be hosted on a single set of hardware to reduce hardware and software costs significantly, as well as, and that's generally how I've used it, as well as significantly enabling test cycles to be executed more efficiently and more quickly by allowing the time to be changed. One key thing I think that's been very important for me in these situations and the programs I've used the product on is that it allows you to work around limitations of, say, to give you a real-life example, say you're connecting back to a bunch of mainframe systems that are run by a different company or the incumbent IT operator or the existing IT organization, and they are not flexible enough to change the time and date and want to use a set date for all of the data builds on that legacy system that you're integrating with. Then Time Machine allows you to run your environments on that day repeatedly all the time. And that's been a big enabler for us because we found ourselves exactly in that position where we had some 60 test environments connected through to legacy backends. We had the flexibility in the Accenture team to support the testing. We did not have the flexibility in the guys supporting the backend systems. And so Time Machine is a real enabler to allow us to, you know, affect testing more efficiently. One other thing which I think has been talked around slightly is of course testing specific date sensitive cycles, for example, the introduction dates of legislation if you're working in government, or go live or DR testing, to allow you to cycle very quickly through a particular weekend or a week or a year end or whatever the situation is, much more quickly than actually waiting for the systems to run through that time. And I think the key flexibility where you have the command line interface, which personally I've wrapped a bunch of, well, not personally myself, my team have wrapped a bunch of Unix scripts and Perl to provide a web front end that allows the users actually to, the test users, to safely and in a very controlled fashion change the dates of their environments as they are testing. And that's been an enormous enabler, which again, I think that was touched on as well. It reduces the amount of time required whilst testers are sat on their hands, potentially waiting for, you know, the system admins to make a change or restore a system to a particular date or whatever. Where we're using it right now, literally a tester can, you know, perform what they need to on a particular date in their environment, log into a relatively simple web interface we've put in front of them, update the time that they want to move their cycle forward, you know, update that, environment's restarted at the new date, and then they continue the next stage of their testing on the new date. So it really is a very powerful enabler for testing situations, and it solves a relatively simple problem, but has not been solved effectively by many of the software vendors that we typically integrate with, the Oracles, the SAPs, the Siebels of the world. and really does allow a lot more flexibility around environments to allow and enable our teams to test effectively, efficiently, and typically much more quickly.
Great.
I think that probably covers my experience with the product in a nutshell. I'm happy to discuss that more extensively. As I say, I have used it on all of the large engagements I've been on for about the last 10 years.